When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts, Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning again, and welcome to the third and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming, we're available.
Yes.
I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
Holly, who just saved the day. Thank you, girl. I push out the grid every day, but that little the winner is always on the side. I didn't capture that. So, Suzanne, congratulations. You won $100.
Yeah. The look on Alexis's face when the little sounder, when she heard Bradley singing, she's like, she looked like Macaulay Culkin with shaving cream on her face.
Oh no, that's my one job here. What the? Oh, you're saving the day. Oh. Thank you. And Jace, you're saving the day too. I gotta say, you're making some pretty cool graphics for us to share every day. So thank you.
Yeah.
Seriously. They look so amazing. If you guys have seen them, it's in the, you know, the hot pink and the black, and, you know, to promote Shaletta coming on today at 8:30 and just stuff coming up on the show. They look so nice. Thank you.
Oh, Lex, thank you. Oh, that's really nice of you. I think I would be a graphic designer in another life. I get such a joy from it. It relaxes me.
You know,
yeah,
it looks good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
oh,
looks fantastic.
You.
And you know, your attention to detail. This is where it's absolutely celebrated.
Thank you.
The size, the look, the whole thing. So.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
I just love you both so much.
Well, I love you.
I just want to make sure you guys know that. You know.
Well, I love you guys too. I was thinking that
We've
yesterday.
Been doing this a long time.
We have been, man. And we got good news
over
yesterday.
Over 10 years.
And 21 days.
You too.
Yeah.
In the morning, but before that, wow.
Yeah. And it's just, we're in a great groove and we got good news. You know, good news. People are really liking the show and it's showing up and we just really appreciate it. So thank you very much. Gratitude.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd date both of you.
I would, yeah.
At the same time?
I mean.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. You get a big house. Lex wants to live in a commune. Lex wants a village, man. She wants a commune for her family. I know this about you. Yeah. She wants the whole family to live in.
No one wants to, though.
No. Yeah, seriously.
Oh, I want communal living.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I want my separate space.
No, absolutely. That's the whole thing. Yeah. You either have your own part of the house or even like on a cul-de-sac, your own house.
Oh, really quick, though. We got a couple notes. People are saying that we accidentally said that that Suzanne wins $1,000. She wins $100.
$100.
$100. And $10,000. She's eligible for the $10,000.
Pick your prize.
It's our 10th thing.
Yeah. We're adding, subtracting zeros. Yeah. $100.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Congrats. You don't need to call us.
Nope.
And if you want to be Suzanne, all you need to do is get that app, tap that app. You can enter every day to win. We have more winners later.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And Alexis just mentioned it coming up, setting the table here for our final hour. We have a ditch, date, or dabble coming up. You're sending us your threesomes. Then we have a full-size candy bar of a dirt alert. And then, as Alexis said, our buddy Shaletta, she's a cover girl now. She's very fancy. I don't even know how she has time for us. She's very, very fancy now.
Yeah, I screamed when I saw her on the cover.
Oh, fantastic.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Of the Star Tribune magazine. So we'll talk to cover girl. Cover girl.
Yeah.
Shaletta. So get ready to laugh at 8:30. But right now it's time for...
The way I see it, you have three choices.
Time for the newest Jason and Alexis game. Ditch.
We gotta ditch him.
Date.
I would date him.
Or dabble.
I've been known to dabble.
Which will it be?
Wow. You guys, again, gratitude morning. You send us some really creative threesomes every week, man. So here we go. Let's start with one. Well, we're going to start. This one comes email. And this is a Holly Roberts special.
Ooh.
Holly's going to love this one.
Oh, gosh. I can only imagine.
Here we go. Hi, Sydney. Sydney sent us this one. Ditch, date, or dabble? The Beatles? The Rolling Stones? Or Led Zeppelin?
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That's a good one. Y'all are good. You're inventive.
What's our criteria? Just looks? Hits?
Yeah, and remember, this is a whole band. So, like, if you're going to sleep with them, you dabble.
Ooh,
you're
going
to have to dabble
husbands.
With all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Lex?
Let's see here. I think I'm gonna date the Beatles. And that would be fun.
You are?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, but Led Zeppelin in the hair. Well, you know, they have... Okay, no, okay. I'm going to stick with that. Led Zeppelin. Gosh, stairway to heaven. I think I'm going to get...
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
I want to know what that's all about. All right, you know what? Okay, Rolling Stones, sorry, I'm going to ditch you. That's big.
Wow.
I know,
Holly
and the
Roberts?
Beatles had a lot of issues, but okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Led Zeppelin, we're going to dabble.
Mm. Yeah, I'm ditching the Rolling Stones, and I would like to say this is an offering to Lori so that she can have Mick Jagger in his mesh shirt. So
he's all yours.
Yep. Dating the Beatles, naturally, of course. I want to hang out with them forever.
Yes.
It's great. And then I'm going to dabble with Led Zeppelin. I will ask you to Google image search Robert Plant and his dressing to the left.
Oh,
dressing
like Robert Plant
to the
Robert
left,
Plant.
just Robert Plant and his tight pants. He dresses to the left. If
oh,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Who wears tight pants?
I just changed my answer. Okay, I am dating the Beatles. Like everyone else, I'm dabbling and having rock and roll sex with Led Zeppelin. And bye-bye, Rolling Stones. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
It's been nice.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oops.
Okay, another creative one via our show page at mytalk1071.com. Hi, Stacy. Star Wars edition. Here we go. Ditch, date, or dabble. Anakin Skywalker. So that'd be Hayden Christensen. Darth Maul.
Ooh. In the makeup?
Or Kylo. Yeah, in the makeup. Or Kylo Ren.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, girl, this is hard.
That is challenging.
I would have sex with all three of them.
Absolutely. But it's very clear to me. Kylo Ren, we are dating. Because he's sensitive, you know?
He could be. Well, he was at the end.
Right. But he's more, like, humanistic.
Okay.
He seems like he'd be a good listener. He might not like what he hears or be very receptive, but there you go.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and then I'm dating Anakin Skywalker. And Darth Maul, I'm sorry, but the horns. Ouch.
So, wait, you're dabbling with Kylo. You said dating.
No, I'm dating Kylo.
And dabbling with Anakin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, and Darth Maul, bye-bye.
Ditching him,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Holly?
I'm ditching Anakin Skywalker. You're annoying in all ways. Just all the ways.
Is it the long braid?
No, I don't.
He's whiny.
Yeah, he's whiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, honey.
It's a good night.
I am going to date Kylo Ren. think he'd be fascinating in conversation.
Yeah.
And Darth Maul, hi, have you seen his double-sided lightsaber? Okay.
Oh, I'm distracted by the horns. Oh, and the horns, too, which would be good, maybe.
And he doesn't talk, so it's fine.
Oh, God.
What are you doing, Jace?
I have always had a mad crush on Hayden Christensen. So I'm going to date him. Mm. I am 100% going to let Adam Driver do whatever he wants to me.
Oh.
So that's Kylo Ren. He is dabbling, girl. Dabbling.
That's why we're dating him.
Mm-hmm. And then bye, Darth Maul. Your horns scare me. I love you as a villain, but you scare the crap out of me. I really do believe he's one of the scariest costumes and makeup designs of any villain ever.
Those eyes.
So great.
Oh. So great. Okay, let's see here. Ditch, date, or dabble.
Mm.
Oh, okay. This is just a sweet one.
Okay.
I like this. Minneapolis edition. Okay. This is from lesbian Jen from Duluth. Hi, Jen. Number one lesbian. Ditch, date, or dabble. Mary Tyler Moore edition.
Ooh.
Mary Richards, Rhoda Morgenstern, or Sue Ann Nivens. Ditch, date, or dabble. Mary Tyler Moore show edition.
Oh, this is hard.
I know.
Mm. I mean, we all want to marry Mary, don't we?
Or maybe you not. You know what, actually? I'm gonna go right away. I'm gonna ditch Mary. She can be whiny, and she irritates me.
Okay.
Sometimes. So I'm ditching Mary Richards.
Okay.
I am absolutely dating Rhoda, because she cracks me up. Or I'm sorry. I'm going to dabble with Rhoda. I think she was, or I'm sorry, dating Rhoda. I think she's fun.
You're and dating Rhoda, gotcha.
And I'm going to dabble with Sue Ann. Girl, she's the nymphomaniac, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely dabbling with her, but I'm going to marry Mary.
You are?
And sorry, Rhoda. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with Jason. I'm going to ditch Mary. And I'm going to date Rhoda because we can exchange outfits and wear headscarves together. And it'll be real cute.
Yeah.
And then Sue Ann Nivens is going to bake me a butt cake. Yeah.
I thought you said butt cake there for a second.
She could do that, too.
She could do that, too.
She could do that, too. I'd welcome that.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This last one, we're going to end how we began.
Okay.
This and it's so appropriate given the music bed that I have under this. Oh, we're all gonna love this. This comes to us. God, our listeners are creative. This comes from to us from John via our show page.
All right.
Ditch, date, or dabble, 70s closet game show edition.
Okay.
This is so great. Paul Lynde, Charles Nelson Reilly, or Merv Griffin. Ditch, date, or dabble?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Google what Merv looks like, Lex.
I gotta see what he looks like. Oh, yeah. wait, Paul Lynde. He's
the one, remember, Lex, in our game show moments?
Yes.
He was always the center square. Yeah.
Oh, without the four square, the center square.
Full speed ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He was also in Bewitched.
Damn, had his own Halloween special.
Yep.
Okay.
Holly, while Lex is Googling, why don't you go first?
All right, here we go. I'm going to ditch Charles Nelson Reilly.
Okay.
As fun as he is, I'm dating Merv Griffin because that man was rich.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
He was rich, and we're going to go hang out in his Palm Springs compound. That's going to be fabulous for the rest of our days.
He invented Wheel of Fortune, kids.
And I'm going to dabble with Paul Lynde just for one night only. One night only.
I heard he was very, very kinky. Just saying.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I've read a book about, anyway. Lex.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm duplicating Holly's.
Oh, you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, because I'm going to date Merv Griffin because Holly's right. That show me the money.
Yeah, okay.
That man, he invented Wheel of Fortune. Do I need to say anything else? And then Paul Lynde because he's freaky. And then bye-bye. Charles Nelson Reilly, I'm ditching because he's just not my type in any way, shape, or form.
Gosh, yeah. Okay, so let's see here. Merv Griffin. Hey, baby. All right. And then I'm just going to flip the other two.
Bye,
Paul. And I'll dabble with Charles Reilly Nelson. Or Nelson Reilly.
Okay.
Just for one night only.
Let us know how that is, Lex.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
He's going to keep his glasses on the entire time.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. Because I put on a show, too.
Oh. Oh. Wow. That was a completely unexpected closing line from Alexis. And on that note...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Okay. There it is.
I wanted to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Thing entertainment.
Hi, my talkers. It's Jace this morning, live for AAA Movers. You're looking to move? I'm talking to you. There on 100 or 394, or driving around your neighborhood aimlessly because you don't want to go home because you and your spouse are fighting. But whatever you're doing, if you need to move, you need to move to the phone and call 612-588-MOVE because you need to book your move with AAA Movers today. Do not wait. I, over 10 years and 21 days of doing this morning show and talking about AAA Movers, what I have learned is people have procrastinated and they don't get the date that they need. So call. Ask about all the programs that AAA Movers has that can help you. They have a declutter program. They can help you with storage, both long-term and short-term. They can sell you moving boxes, and they have a triple guarantee. Safety, price, and satisfaction guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 612-588-MOVE, or go to AAAMOVERS.com. Trust them, my talkers. You don't move every day, but they do.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
You rely on us for many things. You rely on us for pop culture fun facts. You rely on us for Lex having sex with Charles Nelson Reilly and the details. And you also rely on us for the Dirt Alert. And Holly has that.
I mean, really, one-stop shopping here at My Talk. But we got to talk in this Dirt Alert. This is a story that we haven't really talked a lot about on the air, Jason and Alexis, but this has been going on social media. And this story, this feuding between Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber.
Oh, God.
Has escalated to the point where Selena Gomez has now gone on her Instagram stories begging her fans to stop sending Hailey Bieber death threats.
Oh my God.
After Hailey Bieber reached out to Selena Gomez amidst their ongoing feud that started last month. Now let's go back to February. This all started when a video went online of Hailey Bieber and Kylie Jenner allegedly shading Selena Gomez's eyebrows. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, okay. That is true. Oh. Things escalated from there, and apparently to the point where now Selena Gomez fans are sending death threats to Hailey Bieber.
Okay. I don't even know what to say. It's ridiculous. Okay, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt. The reason I'm acting like this is because I just saw this a couple commercial breaks ago. I just saw Selena's Insta story and I thought, oh God, what is this? And I read it and I'm like, this is happening. This is the Bieber fans are, I don't know.
Hailey Bieber fans are sending
Selena Gomez fans.
Selena Gomez fans are sending death threats to Hailey Bieber. And Jason, the Instagram story that you're referencing, published by Selena Gomez, says this: Hailey Bieber reached out to me and let me know that she's been receiving death threats and such hateful negativity. This isn't what I stand for. No one should have to experience hater bullying. I've always advocated for kindness and really want this all to stop.
It's just gross. We are in this era of these toxic rivers of fans, be it Star Wars going after Rose. Remember that? Going after John Boyega because, oh my God, he's a black Star Trooper. What? And then Harry Potter fan. There's just... Stop it, guys. Seriously, it's just they're just pop stars. You don't.
Well, it's also it's so polarizing that you have to be either Team Selena or Team Haley. You can be both.
What?
Right.
Shocking. Shocking. Yeah.
So unnecessary.
And you can say something in, I don't know if what this happened in like a story or something about the eyebrows or whatever. You know, you move right along because clearly it didn't bother Selena. So.
And even if it did bother Selena, Selena can take care of herself.
Ding, ding, ding.
And Selena can reach out to Haley. She can reach out to Kylie and say, hey, I wasn't cool with that. And then let us move on. But this story has had such a life. This happened over a month ago. And toxic fandom has escalated it to the point where people are threatening other people's lives.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What's the answer here? I know that Selena, by going on her own Instagram and saying, hey, this needs to stop. What evidence or what do fans need to stop? Is it a video together? Is it? I'm hoping that they listen is what I'm saying. And we shall see. Time will tell.
They won't.
Oh, see.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm not even being pessimistic. Yeah, they're not going to.
No, I agree.
We laugh because we agree. Yeah, because it's true.
And we'll cry if we don't laugh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Right. And, you know, we talked about this show earlier in the week, but Swarm. Over on Amazon Prime. Now, that takes a very surreal, heightened perspective on toxic fandom, but it does address this issue that's happening in popular culture, where fandom online can escalate to the point where it crosses into reality and it has harmful effects on folks.
Going into debt. And then also the psychological issues, too.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. And so even if Selena Gomez re-entering into social media, because she announced last month that she was taking a break from Instagram, because she's like, I can't handle this. Yeah. Even her saying stop, totally with you, Jason.
It's not.
Just,
that's no. To come back and say that, it's just, it's exhausting.
And here's the deal. Here's the truth. Y'all really aren't fans. If you're doing that, you're not fans, and you're not doing something for the honor of the star that you like. You're foolish and you're horribly misguided. Anyway, more of these stories on our website. When we come back, the one and only Shaletta will laugh our way to the end of the show next.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
When you want to be in great company, come on along to the place where you belong. Come on, with NBC, we're reaching out, it's you and me.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk, live streaming all over the place on our fabulous app. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Thank you for being here as we celebrate year 10 and 21 days.
10 and 21 days.
10 and 21 days. We just realized, well, actually, thanks to Colin, we realized that the 10-year anniversary of Us in the Morning came and went.
just like a summer breeze.
Summer breeze.
Just flowing through. Oops.
What was that?
And we didn't even know. It was March 3rd. March 3rd.
Wow, congrats.
Yes. Congrats. Look at us.
Look, and the precious gem that for the 10th anniversary you shall receive is a diamond.
Ooh, very nice.
Or maybe perhaps a tin gift. That's a traditional 10th anniversary gift if we're keeping track here.
Yeah.
Maybe that can be the setting. That kind of seems appropriate for us, right? A diamond in an aluminum setting.
Yeah.
That's totally us.
put in Reynolds wrap. A cubic zirconia with Reynolds wrap.
Yes! Cubic zirconia.
Right.
So if you would like to drop off If you'd like to drop off a diamond for us, go ahead. You know where the KSTP building is. Just say, hey, we have diamonds for Jason and Alexis. There we go.
We've known this one just as long. Our upcoming guest here, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's many things. Well, right now, she's a little late. She's a little late, but we love her anyway. She's a lot of things. She's an author. Uh-oh. She's a mom. She's a comedian. She's a host. And now a bingo caller on Wednesdays. And now you can add cover girl.
Shaletta.
Shaletta joins us on the phone.
Hey, my brother, my sister. And let me just tell you why I'm late, okay? Let's blame the damn Elmo, okay? Let's put the blame where the blame really goes. Because on the way out the door, while I was taking my kids to school, the letter of the day came on. And let me just say that when Elmo does the letter of the day, the world stops.
The letter of the day.
So my kids are standing there. Yes, honey. They standing there in all of their garb and gear, and they froze because they couldn't move until the letter of the day came on. And of course, Elmo.
What was it?
What the hell is the letter of the day? What is the letter of the day?
The letter of the day was A.
You know what? My kid, the same way, Shaletta, he's mesmerized by it. He's got a little dance, the whole thing, all good.
Babe, we didn't move. I saw that phone ringing. I was like, I know not to answer that phone. Oh, I'm not picking that phone up. Oh, no, we're going to get to the letter of the day. The mystery will be solved.
The letter of the day, A, for answer.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. Letter of the day is A, according to Elmo and Shaletta. Lex and Holly and I were talking. Shaletta, we expected you to be too fancy to talk to us now. I mean, you're on the cover. You're a model now. And
this is your last go round. I mean, you know, this is my last opportunity to know you. When you call again, you will be speaking with my handler, and they may or may not, patch you through. I don't know how it's going to go. Okay. I don't know.
Oh, God. We read the article. So if you don't know what we're talking about, Shaletta's smiley face is on the cover of the Star Tribune magazine. And great article, Shaletta. Great article.
Oh, my God. Rachel Hutton put her whole foot and two pinky toes in that article. She captured me because I'm a good girl, but I'm kind of gutter. I'm godly, but I like to use cuss words. So she got it all in there. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I like that. She did a great job. You're right. Mm-hmm. Was this, how did this, did she spend some time, like the weekend with you? Or how did this all go down?
Oh, Lord.
She got the full taste. She saw Sean,
she got
the kids.
The full Shaletta. She got the kids. She got the events. And what happened was, fam, she came to the house and she was like, Shaletta, a lot of people are saying you do TV, but the people who know you from TV don't know you have a radio show, and the people who hear you on the radio don't know you have a podcast network, and those folks don't know you have these autism books. So I want to do a story that kind of ties it up in a bow and puts a cherry on top to let everybody know all of the stuff that you do. And I said, okay, but listen, I don't have all day to sit down and talk to you with my legs crossed sipping tea.
Right.
Yeah, you got to follow me, baby. You're going to be at the post office. You're going to be chopping up bananas. You're going to be doing laundry. You might have to go to the church for prayer meetings. You might have to go to the school to get nasty with a teacher. I mean, I don't know where you're going. If you're talking to me, you're going to have to go with me.
Yeah.
And so she followed me for the whole day, and baby, by the time she left, her wig was crooked. She was like, okay, thank you. And she left at 3. I was like, oh, no, the third shift's finna start. See, I'm finna go get the kids, and then we're gonna do dinner and homework. And she said, oh, no, I'm gonna go ahead and go now. She was shaking, and she had a blood pressure cuff on. And so then she left, and she went to talk to her editor, Sue Campbell, and, you know, just kind of told her how the day went. And she called back. She said, this story is not going to run in the variety section on Sunday. This is going to be our next cover story. And I was just like, thank you, Jesus. You know, that's promotion. That's increase. That's enlarging my territory and making my name great. And I'm so grateful for people who like y'all do this all the time. You see somebody shining and then you put an additional spotlight on them so even more people can see it. And that's what really, you know, the work that we do is all about. It's about shining the spotlight on folks. And so I was just grateful that they put their light on my light and just let it shine even brighter.
Well, you know what it is, Shaletta, and you know that the three of us feel this way. And I know that you feel this way. You know, when there are a finite number of these types of jobs, you know what I mean? And when you get one of these jobs, when you get one of these jobs and you're lucky enough to maintain it, you know, because luck gets you in the door. Hard work keeps you in the damn room. And when you're in the
and Jesus makes sure nobody don't fire you even when you do wrong and mess up. See, that's how it goes over here. Yeah, because I'm on my fifth second chance. Y'all know I ain't in my talk right now because I took some money out of petty cash for my lace front wig. I told Amy I was gonna put it back when I got paid, but you know,
Whoops. But what I mean is when you have. That was solved, though. Remember, that was settled. That was settled, Shaletta. They settled that one out of court. Yeah, they did.
I signed some paperwork.
You did.
I did.
But when you get these jobs, you know, your responsibility is to shine a light on others that don't have that light. You know what I mean? And it's part of the joy of it. You don't do it because you have to. You do it because it's the right thing to do and it's fun to do. You help those that are coming up and. I don't want to speak for Lex and Holly, but it's a joy, whether it's a business or a human. You're lucky to have this platform. You're damn lucky to have it. And occasionally you got to use it for good. So,
But the problem is that a lot of times, a lot of us in this business, and we've seen it, people get to a point and they forget, you know, the mission and the purpose of why we do what we do. I'll never forget the first time I realized the power of broadcasting. I was in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Market 127. I was on the assignments desk, and a little boy's bicycle was stolen. And he had no way to get back and forth to school. He was a single-parent home. His mom worked. And, you know, we did the story about the stolen bicycle. And not only did somebody buy him a bicycle, cash was pouring in. And people were stopping by his mom's house to drop off gifts. And this was before GoFundMe. This was before the internet was popping like it is. This was before Twitter and Facebook, where all you had was TV news. All you had was the radio. And just to see how that changed that child's life and that family's perspective and how the community came out, I realized this is bigger than me. This is bigger than this position that I have. I'm here. God put me here to, you know, fulfill a purpose and a need in people's lives, and that's to make folks' lives better.
Shaletta, you know how commercials work. We gotta take a break. Can you stick around, or do you have to wait for the vegetable? Do you have to wait for
this is y'all's last go round? Overcall, it, fam. So this is it. I'm gonna give you all the time you need on today. Tomorrow's not promised to you.
Yeah, well, we just didn't want you to miss Oscar the Grouch's vegetable of the day or some crap like that. So I just wanted to, you know. So hold on, Shaletta's holding on.
Well, Cookie Monster has a food truck now.
Lex,
you know that,
don't
right?
Don't give her any ideas.
Oh, okay, I just
don't give Shaletta any ideas. We need her to stay on the phone. I don't need her watching Sesame Street right now. We'll be right back.
Alexis for Rebath. I love my bathroom. It's been 3 years now. And I just look at it and just feel so grateful that I got something nice. The design was really great. Thank you, Julie, who brought the showroom to my house and shared the hundreds of options. And that's what's so great about Rebath. They'll make a home visit. They'll bring the showroom with you. They'll look at your space. They'll look at your budget and create a beautiful design. And now that part is free. They want to show you what they got. And then if you decide to go with them, professional installation, of course, they'll get the job done in 5 days or less. This saves you time. It saves you stress. Wonderful job. So all you need to do is go to rebath.com. Make sure you mention me or my talk because you'll get $1,500 off a complete bathroom remodel. Have a design consultation. They'll come on out. Or you can stop into their showroom. They're in Apple Valley right on Galaxy Avenue. You'll see a replica of my bathroom. See the choices that we made. Rebath.com.
We're spending a few more minutes with our friend cover girl Shaletta before she has to leave to listen to Mr. Snuffleupagus' state of the day.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get you out of here. You can't miss that. Yeah. Shaletta's here. All joking aside, Shaletta is funny. Find her on social. She's everywhere, as the magazine said. Hey, Shaletta, can I ask you, because I want to do this quickly, and then I want to get Holly into the conversation, too. Can I ask you a semi-serious question?
Of course.
One thing that struck me in the article is the part where the writer, and forgive me, I want to give her credit.
Rachel Hutton. Rachel Hutton and Jeff Wheeler on photos. I ate that photo shoot up. Did I not eat that photo shoot up? Did
yes.
I eat it up?
And your
did
kids.
I eat it all the way up?
The whole family did.
You did. The part of the article that I was literally reading in my car is when I forgot, I'm paraphrasing, when they talked about you post George Floyd and how you were really putting big companies on blast. And again, I'm paraphrasing. That's not exactly how the writers put it. When you were really mm-hmm. encouraging big businesses to kind of walk the walk and talk the talk of not just putting a graphic on social, but really opening their doors to more black entrepreneurs and more black businesses. After these years, Shaletta, can you tell when a business, even now, when they're approaching you, can you tell when they just want to do something quick so they can put something on a press release, or when the company is authentic in their desire to really change the dynamic?
Let me tell you how I can tell that in an instant. After George Floyd died, a lot of big businesses in town put out these press releases saying, you know, we're going to do right. We're going to diversify our ad buy and do more commercial media buys with black media, which I'm a black media outlet with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. And so, you know, 2 years later, after George Floyd died, a lot of those companies had done nothing. And I went asking for receipts. I called the spokesman recorder in Twyla Dang and Georgia Fort and the Sohan Journal, and nobody had heard from any of these businesses. And so when I called them and said, you made a promise, you made a commitment, where are the receipts? Show me what you've done. And none of them could do anything. I had to put them on blast. And so all of us had folks throwing money at us to shut us up, right? Oh, yes, we'll advertise. Here's some money. Well, guess what? When we said, okay, now this money comes with some responsibilities. We don't just want your sponsorships. We want a partnership. So when I go out into the community in North Minneapolis after a grocery store's closed down and I want to hand out some Thanksgiving baskets, I want you to bring me an 18-wheeler full of turkeys and hams to give to people. And when I go out and do some teen mental health workshops after a student was stabbed to death at Harding High School, I want you to bring me all of your professionals so that we can get in the parking lot and work with these kids and their families. The people who said no just wanted to make sure they met the obligation. The people who said yes were ride or die about it. And you know, now after a year of being all up in their butts and giving them a prostate exam and making sure they do right, the companies who didn't renew and are not calling us back, we knew that they only wanted to fulfill the obligation that they said that they would do. And they're really not looking for any kind of long-term partnership or making a long-term impact in the community. They just want it on the masthead. They want it on their social media channels. But they don't want it for the people who live here to make the community better.
Mm-hmm. We have one more minute or so with Shaletta. Holly?
Yeah. You know, Shaletta, one of the quotes that really stuck out for me in your Star Tribune interview was that you said, I can't wait for you to toot my own horn because you might not ever blow it. And you tooting your own horn and shining the light on other people, I want to ask you, where do you get the energy? And does that energy, and tooting your own horn and then tuning it for other people, does that feed back into giving you energy to do more?
Great question.
Girl, you know, being in this business is the way we thrive. You know, we don't rest because there's work to do, right?
Right.
And let me tell y'all something. Katherine Johnson is not a noun for me. Katherine Johnson is a verb. Katherine Johnson is the brilliant black female scientist who single-handedly saved a NASA space mission, okay? Yeah. They had to wait 47 years to get this story to us. Why? Because no offense against white guys, Jason, y'all are great, but the white man at NASA
never gave her the recognition and acknowledgement that she deserved. We had to wait until the movie Hidden Figures came out to realize there was a whole department of Black brilliant women who were working at NASA, who were making things happen. Who knew? The white guys. And they never said a word. They never said a thing. And these women, guess what? They never said a thing because they were content to just do their jobs at the best of their ability and get their paycheck and go home knowing that they had done the work that was required of them and they had saved the space mission. And I said, you know what? You're not going to get to Katherine Johnson me. You're not going to get to wait 47 years to acknowledge my brilliance. If you walk in the room and you don't smell me stinking because I'm the SH blank T, then your nose is stopped up. You must have a cold. And I'm not going to wait for you to say how fabulous I am. It's up to me to let you know how fabulous I am. And if I could get more women to believe that, more women to embrace that, this world would be a better place. We are not going to wait any longer for somebody else to validate us. We're going to walk into these rooms. We're going to walk into these spaces, take a seat at the front of the table and say, you know what? I'm here. I'm brilliant. I'm fabulous. You should be glad. Say thank you that I even allowed myself to be in your presence today. And you're going to be blessed because I'm here.
This segment sponsored by the letter A. We love you, Shaletta. Bye, sweetheart.
Amen, Shaletta.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Oh, you got to clap for yourself. She's right.
That's right. Clap right now. Go out there and be yourself. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic weekend. We love you so much. Don and Steve Experience next. We'll see you next week.